This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. The state auditor says Colorado's Labor Department failed to meet accounting and federal requirements in its two largest programs. CPR Sarah Mulholland reports.
A recent audit of Colorado government programs found material weakness in the administration of family and medical leave insurance and unemployment insurance. The audit found that the Labor Department didn't ensure employers registered for the Family and Medical Leave Act, and that it miscalculated how much 30,000 employers had to pay into the unemployment insurance fund. The state's Labor Department says they are taking steps to address the problems. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
EPA workers rallied in downtown Denver against federal spending and job cuts this week. CPR Sam Brash.
Around 75 people attended the protests outside the EPA's regional headquarters in Denver. Nolan Hahn works for the agency, but spoke in his role as a union steward.
When you receive emails that the work you do is not important, and the president goes on TV and says he wants to fire you and your coworkers, it's really hard to do our important jobs here.
EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin wants to shrink agency spending by 65%, but an EPA spokesperson says it's listening to employees as it works to increase efficiency. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
The Colorado Rockies are warming up for their season opener this afternoon in Tampa. The Rockies are looking for a comeback. They lost more than 100 games each in the past two seasons. It's Tampa Bay this afternoon, and the Rockies come home to Denver next week. This is CPR News and KRCC.